Okay, we'll start. We're up to, we'll start again, the Gimel Beis in the bottom of the page. The Gemara now says over here, yeah, it's on the bottom of the page. And what it says, timer, five lines at the bottom. You're telling me the only reason why we know. Because of Rachmana Aleha, because it says in the Pasuk Aleha, tells her that even though there's a mitzvah of Yibum, if it's a sister, if it's a wife's sister, it's forbidden. The mitzvah of Yibum doesn't override the Issa of Erev. Yeah. Halav Hachi, I mean, I would have thought that Achais Ishmi, I would have thought that no, that even an Erev, you should be Yabim because of the mitzvah. Why would you think so? My time, what would the reason be? Because we would say, let the Asay come and push away the Loisisa. Let me ask you a question. When do we say, when they're both on equal footing, Loisisa greater, less on its own? A Loisisa she yes, boy, Kores, me dochi. A Loisisa that has Kores, who says it pushes away? That's question number one. And Vasu, furthermore, let me ask a general question. Right, once we know that Esa Dechaloisase, then I'm saying Luchay, there's different grades. But I'm thinking, I mean, more fundamental question. Vesu, Loisase grade, who Bechal tells you that Esa push away Loisase? Who says it has that capacity? So Gemara now is going to try to bring a mocker for the whole concept of Esa Dechaloisase. Says the Gemara, it says in Pasuk, Silbush, Shatnez, you should not, you put on Shatnez, wool and linen together. And the next Pasuk says, Gedilim Tasaloch, you should what? You should make yourself spin the tzitzis. And therefore, so we see, why is it smuchim, why the next each other tell you that tzitzis can be made out of wool and linen. Rashi lay silver shatnez, v'somach lay, right next to it says, gdil and tasloch, doch. V'dashir v'dash is smuchim, the two psukim next to each other, v'sharinan, klayim b'tzitzis, you're allowed to wear klayim b'tzitzis. Alma, what do we see? Osi yasei v'doicha loisis, asei poshvei loisis. Says the Gemara of Amar, Rabbi Lazar says, and what kind of drosh are we learning here? It's not 113 minutes, it's a new one called Smuchin. Rabbi Lazar says, you should know that it's a real drosh, because Smuchin, min ha-toyde min-ayin, the Toyde itself recognizes Smuchin, shenema, says until him, Smuchin, the idea of Smuchin is la'ad, la'ilamim, la'ilam forever. Asuyin, they are made by emes v'yosha, the correct way of learning, so Smuchin is one of the ways of learning. And I give an example of another din we learn from Smuchin Vomar Abshesh's Omar Abulazim, Shav Lazim Azayah, Lazim Azayah, Abshesh's name, Never Lazim, Never Lazim Azayah. Minayin, how do you know if the Yavama's brother in law that she needs to marry, Nafla Livne Mukishkin, turned out to be a Mukishkin? And she can't live with the Mukishkin. How do we know she ain't Chais Minayin? How do we don't silence her? She says, I'm not interested. How do we know that we don't force her to get married? Shenema, because the Pasuk says first, Leisachsim Shoydi, she shouldn't muzzle the mouth of a Shoy while it's plowing. And then the next Pasuk says, Vesamachlin, the Pasuk says, Ki Yeshu Achim Yachtav. Ki Yeshu Achim Yachtav, two brothers, when the brothers sing together, and the Mitzvah Yibum. So right next to the Mitzvah Yibum, it says that what? That you shouldn't muzzle the mouth. In other words, let her mouth go. Let her say what she wants to say. If she refuses to get married, listen to her. So we see that Smuchin is real. So Tesh already asked, how come from this smuchin over here we learn out that we allow her to do something? What's then? Let's do Rashi. Rashi ain't choismin, ain't soismin tainer say. You don't contradict her. Tainer is lechayfa to force us yabim to marry him. Lechayfa noisay, we force him, the chay, we force him to give chalitza. Choismin lishna de kronaka. What kind of word is choismin? We're using the word in the pasi, the yalif lom alechach. That's what we learn from. The song of Chay, Alma Dashin and Smuch, we dash a smuchin, we got to climb, but it is not a shin. So by climb, in every place where we dash a smuchin, we say, if it wouldn't have been for the smuchin, what would we have thought? Common sense would have said so. So it comes to smuchin, if I cared. By titsis, we would have thought, you're not allowed to wear titsis out of climb, because it's an Eastern Territory we're shot in this. We are other titsis. Other kinds of things. So need the smuchin can tell you to take away from what you would have thought, about you could wear climb. When it comes to Yvonne, we think the other way around. So what if she doesn't like it? Mitzvahs are meant to be pleasant. If the mitzvah is that she has to marry her brother-in-law, she's stuck. Now that you have smuchim, I'll tell you that, well, you don't have to marry your brother-in-law. Om Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef says... Want to join us? Rabbi Yosef said, Afilu leman deloy dorish smuchim. Rabbi Yosef said, but even those who do not dash in the fact that psukim are written next to each other, the Avdal Rav about 8-9 lines on top. Rabbi Yosef said that even those who don't dash in smuchin ba'almal but mishta doyda tarish comes with chumash dvarim is different. Why is chumash dvarim different? We'll soon see. Because Rav Yehuda ba'almal loy dorish, Rav Yehuda generally does not dash in smuchin, last of the lines dorish, but of a mishta doyda tarish, when it comes to chumash dvarim, he will dash in. Now, how do we know, first of all, you made two statements there. Rebbe doesn't dash a smuchin, how do we know that? And how do you know that Dvarim does? How do you know generally he doesn't dash? From the Tanya we learned. Ben Azai says, Nemar says in the posseg, Macha Shefer Lois Achaye, you should not let a witch live. But Nemar is another posseg where it says, Kol Sheikhiv in Behemah, whoever lives, lies with a Behemah, Mais Yumer should be put to death. Samchu Inyan Loi. So now, we don't know what kind of death we should kill the Machshefer, just don't let her live. But the next pasuk it said that anyone who lies, the behemoth gets killed. So let's see what misa do you give for somebody who has a relationship with the behemoth, bestiality. Samchu inyan loy, ma sheichiv in behemoth. What's the punishment for some bestiality skill? Is af macha sheifa skiller, machshefa oza skiller. And how do we know that by the sheichiv behemoth skiller, Rashi brings right the pasukim. Omelet of Yehuda, v'chim epneisha samch inyala. Just because there's a juxtaposition of the two psukim, noitzi zel is killed, that automatically means that machshefa also gets killed. Smuchin doesn't mean anything. I'll tell you how I know it means he gets a skiller. Al'oiv v'yedoini v'chla machshefa. Oiv is a form of kishuf. Right? So with the Tater said machshefa, I would have known that oiv medoni had to kill. For lama yatsu, why did the Tater specifically highlight that oiv v'yedoini? You shouldn't go to lahakish lem to compare all machshefas to them. Lema will tell you. Ma oiv v'yedoini b'skila. What's the punishment for an oiv v'yedoini? They get stoned. Af machshefa b'skila. Machshefa also gets stoned. So you know that Yehuda said, how do I know she gets stoned? From the psukim of machshefa itself. Oiv v'yedoini. Nothing to do with smuchin. He doesn't believe the fact that two psukim written next to each other. You want to learn something from there. That's throughout the Tater. Rashi, Mishnah Teira Dodesh, Hai Smuchin, the Klaim, where's this whole story of Klaim? It's in Mishnah Teira, it's in the Chumash Zvarim, with Ashinus, even if you're the Darshan, to teach us, Lech Leisa. Some Chuinian, Lo Yina Pasha, Smuchin Pasha, Mechashev, the Pasha of Kishev, is Eitzel Shech, Behebe, Lion, Behemah, the Gabi Dodesh, and next to each other. Machashev, Leisa Chaye, Besefe, where's that written? Elish Mois. Ma Shechev, in Behemah, Beskilla, Bestiality, is Killa, how do I know? The Chsibi Isha Hani, the Basle, Behemah, the Mayim Bum, behold, the Mayim Bum, Beskilla, is Killa. The gamrin am oyve you don't see boy igmo is the main bomb is night is a machashel skill she miss khamul kol strict and everything else the khla machshe why is name like khaye why is say la hakish alone to teach you to learn from this let me tell you this is one of the ways to learn to cuz that was I khlavi is mclal anything which wants in the rule and outside the rule the lame to come teach you la lame atme yes not on itself the lame klal kol yatsa the whole thing says him what with mishna tayda Chumash Devarim min Nolan. How do you know the David Darshan? It's now we learned. In Chumash Devarim, how do you know that you Darshan? How do you know? Okay, you said if he doesn't Darshan here, but he Darshan in Chumash Devarim. How do you know Chumash Devarim Darshans? The Tanan we learned. Noisei Adam, a person is allowed. You're not allowed to marry, obviously, your father's wife, which is your mother, or even your father's wife, which is your stepmother. You're also not allowed to marry. But Noisei Adam, a person can marry Anusas of him. If your father raped somebody, or mefutas of your father seduced somebody, since they were never married, the son is permitted to marry that woman. Same thing is anusas b'noi. If your son raped a girl, or mefutas b'noi, your son seduced a girl, so it's not your daughter-in-law, it's, you're allowed to marry her. That's the Tanakhama. Comes along Rabbi Yehuda and says, Oysid, he says it's forbidden, anusas aviv or mefutas aviv. He says it's forbidden, even not your wife of your father, just the rape woman, the victim of your father, is also forbidden. And how do I know? From smuchin. What's a smuchin? My time at the Yehuda, what's the Rabbi Yehuda? It says in the Pasik, it says in Chumash, it says in Kiseitze, so we're now Chumash Devarim. Lo yikach ish as eishes aviv, a person should not marry the wife of his father, which includes even your stepmother, but it's a wife. And then the Tater says a few extra words. Lo yigale knaf aviv, do not reveal the discreet parts of your father. That's extra. And then we dash it from there, konaf shira aviv. Any person that saw the discreet part of your father, lo yigala, you shouldn't have a relation with. So even the victim wasn't married to your father, but they had a thing going.
Because there's this linkage.
Yeah, exactly. Now, how do we know? How do you know we're talking about a woman that was raped? Maybe it still has to be your mother or your stepmother. How do you know even a victim of your father? One-off thing. How do you know you're not going to marry that woman? Because it says in the pasuk, the pasuk before this, it's written. It says, the pasuk before, the Nosan Ha'isha Sheikh, the whole pasuk before talking about a man who raped a woman or seduced a woman. And it says, the man who raped a woman should give to the Avi Anaida, the father of the girl, Chamishin Kesa, pay $50. The Samachlei, and right next to the next pasuk says, L'yikachish. So who are we talking about? What kind of a woman? We're talking about a woman who was raped or seduced. And the next pasuk says, you should not marry the woman from your father. So we dash in Smuchin, And therefore we'll say that we're talking about a woman that was raped by your father. So we see clearly that Yehuda also believes it's Mulchin. When? In Chumash Dvar. Rashi. No, you say Adam Anus is Aviv. Neser Olav Elamis. They weren't us. It was never us. Ella H is Aviv. What do we know that it's us to you, the son? Only your father's wife could receive Ervas H is Avicha. And H is Mashma. Ayide H is Gushan only through marriage. Anus is Benoy Lav Kalasi. He's not your daughter in law. The ain't Kala Ella Mukadesh. Who's your daughter in law only if you married? The Ruyel Chupa. Okay. So we see clearly Rabbi Huda does not believe in Smuchin in the rest of the Torah, but it does believe in Smuchin in Chumash Dvar. As one of the Mepharshim, Ebenezer, I can't remember who it is, explained, because Moshe Rabbeinu wrote, the rest of the Torah has no Seder. Ein mukdim mucha b'Torah. There's no Seder in the Torah, because the Eibush is infinite, so the whole Torah is infinite. How can you dash a smucha? Who said this pasuk before this pasuk? But Moshe Rabbeinu wrote, that we learned in Megillah, that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote the last Chumash Dvarim. So there is mukdim mucha b'Torah, and the Ramban writes this in the Gemara. And in Chumash Dvarim, there is an order in the Torah, there's an order in the Torah. Then why is this pasuk followed this pasuk? Must be for a reason. Smucha. That's the Svara, why Dvarim. Which, if you follow this region of the Ramban, it would only apply to Chumash Dvarim, nowhere else. Taisa argues. Before we do that, thinking about Rabbanon, if the Rabbanon believe in Smuchin called Terkula, why over here don't they dash a Smuchin? Why the Rabbanon say Take that you are allowed to marry your father's victim? Rabbanon, I have this song, if it be Mamish, the last Pasig before this Pasig, Mamish next to each other, Ketikam, like you said. Hashtag Lelisol is another Pasig interposed right in between. It said, "See what's the other pasuk?" It says, "Lo yikach ish es eishes aviv." It says in the pasuk before a man should not take the wife of his father. Before it says, not there's another pasuk. Before it says, "Lo yigale kanaf aviv." It says, "Lo yikach ish es eishes aviv." Eishes aviv clearly means the wife of your father. So that is in between where it says, Le'igala Kanaf Aviv. You want to learn from Le'igala Kanaf Aviv. Don't reveal the discreet part of your father. That's talking about a rape victim. But there's something in between. Don't take your father's wife. That's called like another, that's in between, and therefore it's no longer smuchin. Must be talking. So what are we talking about then? V'shemeres yav makos medaber. And this pasuk, Le'igala Kanaf Aviv, talking about someone that is waiting for your father. Not your father already had a relationship. Let's say your father's sister-in-law. Whose brother died, and therefore he has to take over his sister-in-law. If you live with that woman, besides the fact that she has an iser of living with anybody but her brother-in-law, there's an additional iser for the son to take the father's yavam. That's what the puzzle is talking about. Hakosim adabe v'lav lo b'shnei lavin. Rashi. Rabban, yeah, but somebody get on the house, somebody get on the yavam. Lo yisam alayhi zeev, it says in the puzzle, yikach ish, it's always been time in between. Before it's a legal, 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 it's a either mishum the muchach, it's clearly obvious from the pasuk it's begging for you to dash in something from the juxtaposition to psukim, or Iboy say mishum the muchach, it's extra. Tesis in the Shem HaMachlekes. So this two concepts, if you have extra and muchach, in the rest of the chumash, you'd also be made to dash in smuchin, or is it only limited to chumash dvar? And you need all three. You need the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu said it, so there's an order. Plus you need muchach. Plus you need muchach. Tesis seems to learn all. Sorry. Muchamim, that's obvious, it's clear cut, the Taylor's. We're going to explain it right now. Ibaisema. Shana Muchach. How do we see in this passage by Anusas Aviv that it's obvious that he's trying to tell you that you're the victim of your father? Because the Im Kain, if it's not trying to tell you the victim of your father, Stam is telling you about the laws of Yibum, sorry, the laws of Erva, that you're not allowed to live with your father's Yivama, then Lichte Verachmon, Gabarais. The Taylor lists a whole list of Arais. Throw it in there. Why isn't Kiseitse right after the story of you shouldn't rape a woman? Then suddenly it says don't live with your father's wife. Must be the Tate. It's obvious the Tate is trying to tell you link the two. We're not talking about a wife. We're talking about even a victim of your father.
It doesn't seem so strange that one is asking.
Yeah, there must be a reason for it. It's extra. What means extra? Because the Im Kain, if so, the whole pasuk of La Yigale Knaf Aviv is extra. Once, if we're only talking about limited to a wife, once. You told me don't marry your father's wife. That's enough. Why do you have to add the word Le'igala Kanaf Aviv? Must be teach you another woman that you wouldn't have known. Must be talking about a rape victim. Im kein lichtev rachmanu Le'igach ishes eishes aviv. Le'igala Kanaf Alamali Shema Mena. Rashi, the muchach le'mishes aviv zedashen ahadod. That's why it's next to each other. Lichtev rachmanu lahi Le'igala Kanaf Aviv le'gaberoi is enli le'tfuyi lav gabeishes ochkasi. And if you want to say, like the Rabbana say, the whole purpose is to give another lav by Yivama, then learn it in Hichas Yibum, which is Taka also in the same Pashuk Kiseitzi, but later on. Mentioned it there. It's extra. Rashi lafnuy la nusot to teach you la nusot you love the rape victim of your father the yaliv mismuch the liver mismuchim before. Says you want to write. Yeah. The gabit titzes nami. So where? Okay, you said before we dash in shnatzes and titzes. Where's the muchach by titzes? According to Yehuda, according to Rachamim, you don't need mufne muchach. But the Yehuda is the one who's saying muchach. Where do you see by titzes? Nami. Two things. Ebois aim and muchach is quite obvious. It's coming to equate the two. Ebois aim and mishun and mufne is extra. Ebois aim and muchach is obvious because im kain. If the Torah is only trying to tell you what that in the midst of titzes is not trying to tell you about shatness. That titzes you're allowed to wear wool, a linen beged, and woolen strings. If the Torah is only trying to tell you where titzes is, then why? Where's pasha titzes? In Vayomer, we say in Krishma, which is an end of Parsha Shlach. So, in the middle of Parsha Krishma, I should have told you, you have a mitzvah wearing tzitzis. Why is it repeated again here in Parsha Kesetze? Unless it's written right there specifically to teach you that even though there's an Issa of Shatnez, but not when it comes to tzitzis. Imke, Lichte, Rachmane, Gabe, Parsha Tzitzis. Lamai Hilchas, Kosvach, why is it written here? If not to tell you that you're allowed to wear Shatnez. Iboy, say, Mamuf, it's extra. What is extra? Shatnez is extra. We already have the Issa of Shatnez in also in Kedoshim. Mehdi Kosever, he says, a beggar climb shatnez la yala, do not wear a beggar climb, do not put upon yourself a beggar of shatnez. Alech on you. Loi silber shatnez, why in Parashat Kesetz, repeated, it must be told to teach him that what? That even though I tell you not to wear shatnez, but tzitzis you'll have to, shmamna lafnuye, extra. That's why we can dash in tzitzis, the smuch according to Rabbi Yehuda, and then we know Esther Chalese. Rashi, loi silber shatnez, shmamna lafnuye, le medr smuch, dash a smuch. Take him a right to know. You're telling me it's extra, not at all. We need both psukim of shatnez. We need the pasuk of shatnez where it says in the pasuk, "Who begged climb shatnez lo yale lo yale," meaning you should just put on top of you. And we need this pasuk here, silber shatnez. There's nothing extra. You're telling me it's extra. It's not extra. It's different. Hakadosh is mukhin according to Yehuda. What's the ma'aser? E kosev rachman the Torah would only written lo yale alecha. The Torah would have said that a beggar climb shatnez. La yala lecha, you should not place it upon you. I would have thought halah means you just put it on you. I don't care if you enjoy it, you don't enjoy it. The fact you just throw it over your shoulder, you're ready over it. Isav shatnez. I would have thought. Haba mina kol derech halah osrachmana. Any manner that it's on top of you, you're over. Afilu meichrik. So even somebody sells clothing and just throws it on his shoulder, he would be over shatnez. Kos of rachmana. That's why Kesetz says leisil b'shatnez. Only if you wear it. In other words, you're having pleasure. Dumya, the levisha, these bananas be similar to dressing that you have an os. Even though if you're not wearing it inside, you put your arms in it, you wrap it around you. Like a sarang. But nevertheless, if you're enjoying it, if it's pleasurable, then you're overshatness. But if you just throw it on your shoulder, you want to show people what you're selling, then you're not overshatness. There's no Yisrael, no? The cost of Rachmana. You let us sell. E kasa rachmana lay silbush. Let it just say don't wear. Have a mina dafka levisha. Only if you're mamish wearing it, you put your hands inside, the nafish. I know there's a lot of hana. Aval halah, but if you wrap it around you and you're enjoying it, but you're just wrapping it, loy, maybe I'm not over. Kasa rachmana lay yala lecha. That even if yala, just putting it on you, as long as you're enjoying it, is awesome. So there's nothing extra here. So what are you telling me by tzitzis and climb? It's extra. There's nothing extra here, says the Rashi. No, Rashi. If I think about Im Kain, I'll tell you why it's extra. Lichta v'rach, I'll tell you what part of the pasuk is extra. Let the Torah just say, you're right, you need to say le'silbush. Let it just say le'silbush shatnez. Don't wish shatnez. We know already what shatnez is. We know from Pashas and Kedoshim. But now you want to tell us that only if you're really enjoying it, so say le'silbush shatnez. The words, tzemer upishtim yachdov, wool and linen together, lamla, who needs that? What if telling you wool and linen together? That's extra. It must be to teach you that the word smuchin. Tzitzis and made out of shatnez. Rashi, tell me, Lamali, Elash min, the climb, tzemer upishtim with the gosser. If you want to tell me that what's climb, only one linen, it's tzarich. Okay, right to Gemara. Rashi explains the link to the Gemara. Now, L'chayda, in Parshas Kedoshi, when it says you should not wear climb, all it says is a beggar climb shatnez. It says a beggar climb shatnez, yala. It doesn't tell what shatnez, which materials. So we need tzemer upishtim. We need somewhere to tell us what is forbidden. Maybe otherwise you think cotton is forbidden. You need a pasuk woolen linen. What means extra? It says Gemara, no, it's extra. You know why? Merdi kosev. The pasuk says uveged klayim shatnez. It says a beged. What's a beged? lo yalo lecha. And Tanu Rabbi Shmuel learned a rule. Hoyil v'nemle b'teres tam begodim. By tzaras it says begodim. And upar l'chak, many times you have to kodim. Upar l'chak kosebech. And in one of these places it says clearly what is this beged? Semer upishtim. It says one place is one linen. Which by tzaras av kol semer upishtim. Everywhere else in the Tanu says beged means semer upishtim. So we already know when it says in Pasha Kedoshim u beged klaim. We know beggar means semer pishtim. If so, why over here does the Pasha Gesetim and repeats the Issa of Shatnez? And you tell me the reason is to tell me like Yilbush only if you really enjoy it. But why do you have to mention again wool and linen? We know semer pishtim because I'm on a lumley. Why do you have to say again semer pishtim? Shmam and Allah flute extra. Rashi. Bakati. Sorry, Rashi. By leprosy, beget semer, or beget pishim. Clearly, beget semer, beget pishim. So it spells out what beget means. Wool and linen. I can't eat till the mitzvah semer pishim. I have the vishav got to see beget. By Allah, the mashav semer pishim. Okay, let's go back to it. Says the Gemara. Back to the Gemara. But Gemara, you're telling me it's extra. It's not extra. Bakati eats maybe it had to say semer or pishim over here by shatnez. There's nothing extra. Why? In other words, in Parshas Kedoshim it says the word beged, and you tell me beged means woolen linen. But there it talks about halah. So maybe halah, which is not a full dress, you only put it around you, but you're enjoying it. Since it's not a full dress, okay, so there only is limited to woolen linen. But over here in Parshas Kesetzi, where it says leisilbash, where your mamash put it on, and you put your hands inside, where you're really enjoying it, maybe there any material is also. It doesn't say the word beged over there, it just says leisilbash shatnes. So maybe in this one here, any beged would be yasa because much stricter. Therefore, the Torah had to spell out semer pishim. It's no longer extra. Freddy Mora, akati still itzich. We need it. Salket datami. I would have thought halohi the loin nafish hanasa halah because you don't have that much pleasure, so then it's limited to woolen. Aval levisha, but dressing it. The nafish hanasa, you have a lot of pleasure. Kol trei mini aser achmana. Any 2 minutes of Torah acid. The Torah says, "Semer pishtim has to say wool linen." That even when it comes to full dress, it's only wool linen. So there's nothing extra here. Rashi. Makati itzich lemichta semer pishtim. I will be dressing up for the chesid beged. By Lord, the mashal semer pishtim. That was thought. Says the Gemara. Im kain. If so, lishte krumine. No, if that's the only reason why it says semer pishtim to tell you that just like by halah, it's only wool linen. Told to by Levisha, when you put it on fully, it's woolen linen. I wouldn't need to spell out woolen linen because we already would have a gzei shava. Shatnez my law. Since we have the same word shatnez there, it's not even gzei shava. It's more like a binyanav. It says the same word shatnez there, and by halah, what does shatnez mean? Woolen linen, and it says the same word shatnez here in Pasha Gesetzis. I would say it means woolen linen. And the Tanna of Rabbi Shmuel, told us that the time of the kasser rachmana. Sorry, before I go back to Rashi. Vakati itzich lemichtiv tzemer apishtim hoche elvisha. I've got to see beggar by law. The mashah tzemer apishtim. We would have thought. So the Gemara says, that can be, because I was still going to learn tzemer shatnes. Okay, so that's the Gemara's answer. The Gemara's answer is tzemer apishtim is extra. And because tzemer apishtim is extra, that's how we know that it must be written here to teach you shatnes and tzitzis can be worn together. Why is it extra? Because I would have learned shatnez kedoshim, what it means. So another one has a question. You're telling me, when it comes to Tanu Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel is the one who says a beged, every time he says beged, it means woolen linen. So according to Tanu Rabbi Shmuel, timer, the whole reason is the cost of Rachman at Tzara Pishtim. Every time it says beged, and therefore woolen linen is extra. Because woolen linen is extra, therefore we know to learn out from Kalayim and shatnez that you're allowed to wear tzitzis by Kalayim. Halav achir, it would not been for those extra words, woolen linen. We would not dash and smuch in the corn to Rabbi Yehuda, and we would not know Yilada with tzitzis and klayim. Halav achir klayim, but tzitzis with klayim. Tzitzis, I mean, I would have thought the osir achmana, the teira asir. That's what you would have thought. Yeah, that's what you tell me. Why? Voksi, if it says in Feshna Pasik, v'osu lehem tzitzis al kanfe v'gdeish, make tzitzis on the corners of your beged. And tonu dvei Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel says, kol begodim, whenever it says beged, it means semer pishtimim. I mean, if you're wearing a talus out of wool or linen, you should wear tzitzis. Now, we know one of the things, items of tzitzis is tchelis. And what's tchelis? It's not just a color, it's also a variety. It's wool. Blue wool. So that's already klayim. So forget the fact that it's just written extra wool and linen. The fact is that kanfe big dayim. You have to put tzitzis on the corners of your beged. And big dayim, according to Rabbi Shmuel, means wool and linen. So obviously, that kanfe big dayim means you can wear tchelis on a linen beged, so therefore you have klayim. What do I need the extra wool in for? And by Amar Rachmana, Ovid Leit Chelis, making wool. And we know that Chelis is not just a blue color. Chelis also Amrahi. Chelis also means wool. How do I know that? And how do I know that Chelis means wool? Medesheish Kisna. Since when it talks about the clothes of a coin, it says by them that it's made out of linen. That the Avne is made out of, that the Bad is made out of linen. And then it says the Shej and all the other things. It says Shej Mazur and the Bad itself is made out of linen. So all the other things are different material. So it means Chelis is not linen, Chelis is wool. Amru is wool. So why do I need, what do you need to tell me you have an extra word, Semer Pishtin, which is extra, according to Bishmol? And Lechayda, the only reason why it's extra teacher, that why you're allowed to wear tzitzit out of Klayim, what do I need that for? I know, if I can't, I know really allowed to wear Klayim by tzitzit, Rashi. Chelis you should make no matter what your beggar is, even linen. But chelis amra, how you know chelis wool, with the sheish kisna, since sheish linen, mechna se bad, sheish mozer, bad, how you know, pishtim linen, kilifash, bala, kain gods, the yuma. Bad, dover, ha'oile, something that grows, bad, without single stalks. Chelis is amra, chelis is wool, that's why bad is called bad, because it grows single. Chelis is wool, the chain shard, savim, all other colors are not just colors, but also forms of wool. Who are moody, me big dekuna, argomon, and the shalashani, and all that, they're all ain't big dekuna, element, semer, or pishon, only clothing is wool and linen. So all of these colors are wool, dechsiv, besefi, cheskel, biyema, kipurim, big day, pishtim, yilbushu, vila, yalalem, semer, they should wear linen and wool, shmam, and all the other clothes. Only Yom Kippur, he wears only linen inside the base of Midrash. It means the rest of the year, he wears wool and linen. Shmam, no shavodas, achetainas, yesh, behem, tzem, pishtim, they wear climb, tak, wool and linen. Vila, mean, achem, nothing else, kin, fash, cross, sheish, beechem, min, aminin, shmam, no shaminin, semer, or they'll wear wool. So the chayda, why do we need to tell the pishtim? The fact that Kavik Dame teaches you that, says, you want to not so poshut. Because there's an opinion, Rava, who disagrees, and Mela, if maybe Rabbi Shmuel holds like Rava, that what? That you only have to put on the end of your tzitzis exactly whatever your beged is, that's the kind of tzitzis you wear. So if your beged is linen, you wear linen tzitzis. If your beged is wool, you wear woolen tzitzis. So there's no climb. So we need the extra words, wool and linen, by tzitzis to tell you, no, you could wear tzitzis made out of climb. If you're wearing a linen beged, you can wear wool. What's a ma'aseh? Says the Gemara, I need it. I would have thought, without the temer of pishtim extra, I would have thought that Rabbi Shmuel holds like Rava, who says the Rava Rami. Rava has a question. See, even one pasuk it says hakonov. It says hakonov. Right, we're saying Krishna. It says v'nosnal teaches hakonov. We mean hakonov. So mean konov. We dashen that the tzitzis should be made out of the same material as the corner of the beged itself. Uksiv, and then it says in the pasuk temer of pishtim. We have this drasha. We dashen that wool and linen. Okay, so how does that work? So we dash like this. Semer pishtin, if your beged is made out of wool or linen, then strings made out of wool or linen, poitin, maybe, I mean the chachashiv. Doesn't matter what material your beged is made out of, you wear wool and tzitzis is good enough, or linen tzitzis is good enough. Or bishar meaning, but if you have strings made out of cotton or anything else, beminin poitin, if they have a cotton beged, you can wear cotton strings. Or bishalai beminin ain't poitin, but if it's not a cotton beged, you're wearing cotton strings, doesn't work. Yeah, so therefore, according to Rosa, it has to be the same mean. So we would not have known climb. So I would have thought linen is linen and wool is wool. And that's what Yidab Shmuel needs also the Tzemer of Pishtim. But actually, Salke, Darmin, Gerova, Eloi, Kosh, Rachman, who never said Tzemer of Pishtim, Havadashin, Hakonov, Minkonov, Kilak, Rova, Lameima, the Lebeged, Pishtim, Asa Pishtim. Linen, Beged, linen strings. Ula Tzemer, wool and Beged, Asa Tzemer, make wool. But Tzavet, Chelez, and when it says in the Pasuk, Chelez, just color blue. I will climb low, but you can't mix Kamashla and the Rosh of the Smuch, and I feel climb. But Hochi have a Maskana, Milsa, this is Maskana. The Kamifad Rosh, and Milsa is bringing the rubber. Siv Hakonov. Also, Tizim in Hakonov. Make the same material of Im Talish on Meshi, even linen from silk. Also, Tizim Meshi. Make silk. Siv Tzemer, Pishtim, Dil, Tazra, the Mashma, say Tizim, Tzemer, Pishtim. And therefore, it says Tzemer, Mashma, linen. But it's any more Vaita. So you're telling me we would have thought that Bishmol holds like rubber, that and therefore we would never known climb. We would have thought that wool is wool and linen is linen. How can it be? But Tanu be Bishmol, less than the rubber. It can't be that Bishmol. You can't even think that Bishmol holds like rubber at all. Why? Because according to Tanu Bishmol, whenever it says beged means only one linen. So according to Bishmol, if you're wearing a beged made of cotton, you take a pot of tzitzis. There is no mitzvah of tzitzis. How can you think therefore that it means anything but wool and linen?
And if you wear, and therefore it doesn't hold with the Rava's thing at all. And therefore it means that you can have woolen strings or linen strings, and a woolen or linen beged. And we know climb automatically. Why do I need extra words, beged? Rashi, Votan Rav Shmuel, less than the Rava, how do I know? The Dodish, Hakonav, mean Konav. Rava Dash's Hakonav means that you can have any material and should be that similar string. So the Rav Shmuel, Talis, Shosha, mean and Eina Chayevis, but Tzitzis. According to Rav Shmuel, you cannot have with Talis from any other mean. So a beged Ksiv. And that's what Shulchan Aruch says, you should wear a woolen beged. But Tom Rabbi Shmuel come out called beged seven pishtim, and he beged is made out of woolen linen. Says the Gemara, no, Itzach, I still need the extra word seven pishtim to teach you can wear klayim by tzitzis, and I would not have known from the fact that it says tchelis is blue, and beged means woolen linen. I can wear tchelis, which tchelis wool. Itzach tzalk, I would have thought ki diyukah the rava. Hakonav min kon. This I would have thought according to Shmuel. Similar to Rava that he also dashes, he can only wear similar. But I would have thought, okay, Taki, you can only limit yourself to a woolen and linen beged. But maybe if you're wearing a woolen beged, then Hakonav means wear only woolen strings. And if you're wearing a linen beged, wear linen strings. Okay, you're right, you're limited only to woolen and linen. But how do I know that the strings can be of a different material than the beged? Maybe the beged is linen, the strings are linen, and the beged is wool, the strings are wool. How do I know you can mix? That's why I need the extra tzemer to pishtim by klein, which is right next to tzitzis. Tell you that no, when it comes to tzitzis, you can mix. Hokam rachmano, over the tzemer to tzemer, people to pishtim. V'chi, and what does tzemer mean? V'chi, I will tzemer to tzemer, it's something color blue. I will tzemer to pishtim, a pishtim to tzemer loy. I would have thought you can't do that. Kosa rachmano, tzemer to pishtim. I feel a tzemer to pishtim, pishtim to tzemer, you can mix. Rashi. Itzich, I still need tzemer to pishtim. I forgot the dodish, tzemer to pishtim, I mean, kodosh, I have other meaning. Tzemer to tzemer, tzemer to pishtim, dodish, kidi, you could draw, like, rov, dodish, tzemer to kodosh. Ochrachmana, Kamashon, the Rosh, smuchin, the Mishik climbs, that's why you need smuchin, tell you a lot of what climb by tzitzis. Says the Gemara, one more line. Teinach, this all makes sense, the Tanya of Rabbi Shmuel. Okay, so if you follow Rabbi Shmuel, then I understand how for smuchin we learn out that in Rabbi Yehuda hold, you need Fnuye and Muchach, and the only reason why it's extra is because, according to Rabbi Shmuel, the word beged already teaches you woolen linen, so okay, it's extra. But according to Chacham, who don't agree with Rabbi Shmuel, they hold that beged can mean any material. Then Ilchayda, you need to tell your Tzemer to Pishtim that it's limited to woolen linen. There's nothing extra anymore. How do you know? And according to Rabbi Yehuda hold that you dash and smuch and only Mishnah Taylor because it's extra. How do you know? The climate sits and Haino Esel Echelosis says more tenach. It all makes sense. Tanya Bishmol. Oh, but Rabbanim in Naluhu, according to Rabbanim, don't agree with this beged Rasha. How do they know climate sits Rashi? Tenach le Tanya Bishmol. The Ayat le Tanya Pishtim. The Rabbanim. Let's look called Begodim. Tanya Pishtim. But Tanya Pishtim let me add an extra. In Naluhu does says Echelosis. How do they know the whole concept? Echelosis. How do they know the whole concept? Now, true, the Rabbanon hold like that they don't need smuch. You know, if you hold smuch in Kol Torah Kula, then we don't need extra, we don't need muchach and all that. Then there's no issue. But we're saying if Rabbi Yehuda holds like the Chachamim, how would he know? That's what we're saying. Yeah. Okay, we'll stop here.
Have a different thing.